So fast forward to the late 90s, maybe the early 2000s, where we discovered, text searching and leveraging computer programs to augment examiner search. That's when search systems, actually the ones that are predominantly in use, have been over the past 20 years and are actually deployed and utilized today in the patent core. Obviously, besides file integrity, back in the day, you'd be concerned that a paper document would be pulled from the shoe cases. Besides that file integrity, examiners across the USPTO were just leveraging that power of text searching across not only their respective fields, but essentially you could search the entire database with a click of a few buttons. So for today's presentation, I want to talk a little bit more, again, in the context of searching foreign prior art at the USPTO. I want to talk a little bit more about our legacy search tools in East and West. And then subsequently, I'll pivot and talk about our current efforts, our next generation search tool, and offer a comparison of our prior art collections, again, in the foreign prior art space, old versus new. And lastly, I'll touch on a few initiatives on the horizon, as well as some that are currently underway and are further developed. So with that, Rob, if I could get you to advance the slides. So no secret, as references expand both numerically and globally, the PTO has provided enhanced search tools. Our ability to locate the best available prior art at the earliest time really fits in with our major strategic goals, optimizing patent pendency and issuing high quality patents. Again, they are key goals. That's foundationally what the PTO strives for. Long story short, the patent examination is really a fact-finding mission. You know, it's no secret that when you find a good reference, the better that reference is, the easier the decision-making process is. Next slide, please. So I've talked about the legacy search systems. Essentially, the two flavors that we have today are called East and West. They're both web-based, and predominantly they include U.S. patents, pre-grant publications. We have designs, and then we have limited foreign prior art access. We do not currently have foreign design prior art in our legacy search systems. Next slide, please. So this is just a screenshot, and not to get caught up in the different databases to search, but if you look at the middle four, the FPRS, EPO, JPO, and Derwent, they're predominantly what we have in our foreign database. FPRS is Foreign Patent Retrieval System. It is really an ad hoc collection of a lot of documents. Included in there are documents from China, and I'll touch more on that. I think most folks are familiar with documents from the EPO collection as well as JPO. And then Derwent is a major player in the IP community for providing different documentation in search and retrieval options. Next slide, please. So this is really the crux of what we have today. And I want to go through our current collection, Derwent, China, Japan, and Europe. But at a very high level, you can see the two different columns here, text and image. So for Derwent in the text collection, we have a pretty large collection that is current. The image is current as well. And we go back many, many years with that. The China Patent Office is 28 million documents, and at first glance, that seems very large, but it's mostly metadata. Metadata would be the data of that particular invention, who invented it, particularly the title, maybe the dates and the classification and other things. So it's not very useful. We do have access to the abstract. But if you shift over to the image, there's no drawings. So from a mechanical's perspective, a mechanical examiner's perspective, really hindered by not being able to really access this body of art. 28 million documents, so certainly a significant collection that we have in our prior art database. And then maybe to a lesser extent, the Japanese Patent Office and the EPO, we have collections ranging beginning 1975 and even 1901, so for some very early EPO documents. All are current, with the exception of the China documents. We have images as well. But the one thing that I want to stress in this space is the collections are not continuous. In other words, there can be gaps in service. So the fact that our image documents began in January 1975 and continue through January of 2021, it's not a complete collection. Secondly, there's no translation. There's no ability to search the entire document. At best, we have the abstracts to take a look at. So an examiner performing a search, while he or she may have access to this collection, it's not really as highly leveraged as it could be. And the could be is something I'll touch on shortly when we talk about our current next-gen search systems.